all praise be to God for allowing us to see another day. Like, I'm just grateful. I'm so happy to be here. Like, every day that I wake up, it's just something to be grateful for. You know, it's just something happening every day in the world. Like, all of us should just find a reason to be grateful for it. The fact that we opening our eyes, able to take in air, able to see sunlight, able to sleep in the bed, able to wake up in the house, able to wake up in earth, able to wake up on land and not in jail, able to walk up and down the street without having to look over your shoulder, you know, having complete trust and faith in God that all of your situations that you're going through is just going to get better. And that your current situation is great. No matter where you are, your current situation is great because it can always be worse. We don't understand how good we got it until we just don't got it no more. So I just want to take time today to just be grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up. Thank you, Lord, for giving us resources that can make us draw closer to you or help us with drawing closer to you, and giving us resources that can help us draw closer to ourselves, and giving us resources to help change our financial situations, and giving us resources to be happy where we are right now, and giving us books, and giving us leaders, and giving us, I mean, it's really a lot that we could be grateful for. We have a whole abundance every day that we just take for granted. We take for granted. The fact that y'all are able to listen to this podcast right now, all praise be to God. Thank you, Lord, for letting people take time out of their day to listen to my podcast, because I'm just a human being. Nobody has to listen to me, but people do. I'm just a human being, and people don't have to like me, but people do. People don't have to love me, but people do. I'm surrounded by people who love me. I'm surrounded by people who are inspired by me. I'm surrounded by people who I'm inspired by. I'm surrounded by people I love. I have love amongst myself. I love everything about myself, from my outward appearance to my inner being. And it took me a lot of time to get here, Lord. It took me a lot of time to get here. Because there was times I thought that I loved myself, and I didn't realize that there was so much that I lacked when it came to loving myself, Lord. So thank you for self-discovery. Thank you for self-discovery. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for creating us in your image. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the ability to change, the ability to grow, the ability to adapt. You know, thank you for just everything. It's so much we could be thankful for, and I really and truly am thankful. I'm thankful for my body. I'm thankful for my mind. I'm thankful for my spirit. I'm thankful for family and friends. I'm thankful for opportunity. I'm thankful for transportation. I'm thankful for shelter. I'm thankful for food. I'm thankful for the clothes on my back. I'm thankful for my mindset, my personality, my everything. I'm very grateful for myself. I'm very, very, very grateful for my current circumstances, because it was a time where I didn't even have a place to live. There was a time where I wasn't able to get to and from where I needed to go. There was a time I couldn't afford to buy myself an outfit, a pair of shoes. And every day that I wake up, I'm always just getting better. Every day that I'm alive, I'm finding more things to be happy about. And a lot of things that I'm happy about have nothing to do with material or possessions at all. Not anything that could be obtained physically. A lot of the things that I'm grateful for are spiritual. I'm so grateful for love. I'm so grateful for love. Not just the love that I receive, but the love that I give. I'm very grateful for love. I still believe in love. I still believe in love. I still show love. and I still receive love. Love is a beautiful thing, man, and it's powerful. Excuse me. And having love amongst yourself, being able to just express love and give love and receive love, just changes everything around you. And love ain't just the sparkly things that you feel on the inside. Love is also discipline. Love is also a boundary that won't allow you, or won't allow you, won't allow yourself to go through certain circumstances ever again because of the love that you have for yourself. Won't allow you to do certain behaviors or activities because of the love you have for yourself. You won't even display that towards others because of the love you got for yourself. What a beautiful thing it is to experience and express love. It's a beautiful thing. I'm grateful for that. I'm forever grateful for that, because I know that the abundance of love that I have makes me rich. It's such a rich possession to have love in the world today. You are rich. If you still love genuinely and authentically in the world today, you're rich. You're blessed. You're one of the chosen ones. You're set aside from the rest of the world. You're set aside, and you're protected, and you're guided, and you're blessed. And you're blessed. That in itself, that's free. It's free to love. Even though it's free, it's still expensive. My bad, y'all. Even though it's free, it's still expensive. It's still expensive. You know, it's priceless. It's rare. Stay rare. All praise be to God, man. So much to be grateful for. The trees. Being able to see trees. Being able to see plants. Being able to see animals and have animals love you. And being able to see children. You know, babies are so beautiful and so pure and so authentic and so loving. You know, babies. Being able to still talk with your elders. If you still got your grandparents in your life, make sure you call and check on your grandparents. And if you don't have grandparents, you know, it's okay to spend time with other elders that it may not even be related to you. I have created a happy, healthy mental atmosphere, allowing my affirmations to work. Perfect health is my divine right, and I claim it now. I have respect for myself. I look forward to a healthy old age because I take loving care of my body right now. I enjoy foods that are best for my body. I make healthy choices for my body. I love every cell in my body. I am constantly discovering new ways that can improve my health. I return my body to optimum health by giving it what it needs on every level. Healing happens for me. I am divinely protected at all times. I get out of my mind and out of the way, and allow the intelligence of my body to do its healing work naturally. I have a special guardian angel. I am protected and loved by the universal God at all times. Love you all. If you're looking for some affirmations to just help you with your health journey, hopefully those could help you guys. Peace. Trust me, there's plenty elders around. You could go visit. You could always volunteer your time at a nursing home. You know, you can always volunteer your time at a hospital. You know, somebody older would appreciate that, being able to spend time with them. And guess what? You're going to learn so much from them. You're going to find so many reasons to be grateful. And you're going to receive so much wisdom and just much needed love after talking with an elder. You know, I'm just grateful. I'm just happy to be here, man. I'm very, very happy to be here. All praise be to God for for all he's allowed me to experience, all things he's taken me up out of, all of the blessings I've been receiving. Every day, I'm just humble because I'm blessed. What a blessing, man. What a blessing it is to be healthy, to be alive, to be well. Those things, like, you can't put a price tag on them. You know, what a blessing it is to be able to work out, to eat healthy, to make good decisions, to keep yourself healthy. What a blessing. We got so many opportunities to just be great. And the main thing is just, when you really want to be successful, we be just doing all of these things, you know, just chasing and, you know, just trying to, you know, trying to be overly smart, overly wise. And really, we could just be happy. That's really the goal. Like, be happy, be healthy, be mindful, be kind, you know. Be all of those things. It really, though they sound small, but that's really the key, because a lot of people that are highly successful ain't figured that out yet. They're very miserable when they don't understand that the key to success and the key to just having a fulfilling life is being happy, being healthy, being loving, being kind, you know, taking care of yourself. Taking care of yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Taking care of yourself. Putting good food into your body. Putting good people around you. Being a good person around others. Not just always wanting to take, but, all, you know, be willing to give. You know, what a blessing. I just wanted to tap in and let y'all know I'm well. I'm in my shell. I'm in my bubble. And I'm just happy to be here. And, you know, the more that you become in tune with yourself, you find out that it's a lot simpler and a lot easier when you just love who you are and you love where you are. Everything just, from there, just gets better. So I love all of y'all. I wish every last one of y'all well. And just remember some of the things that I said today. You know, it may seem simple, it may seem small, but it's a lot to be grateful for. I am grateful for many things in my life that bring me joy and comfort. I am grateful and appreciative of my body, my spirit, my mind. I trust that what's meant for me is already mine, regardless of how and when it is, it's just mine. I'm worthy of beautiful endings and exciting beginnings. I allow my voice to be heard, my thoughts to be expressed, and my vision to be seen. I'm open to things working out for me. And I'm open to receiving abundance. I'm open to connecting with my higher self. I'm eternally grateful for all of the blessings I have in my life. I'm happy and I'm grateful for everything that I have and everything that I receive daily. I constantly remind myself to enjoy all of the good things that I have in my life right now. I express deep appreciation for small steps that I achieve each day. With every breath that I take, I'm bringing more and more gratitude into my life. Today, I will concentrate on taking one step forward. No matter how small or how big, I will take a step forward each day. My life is meaningful and important, and I'm valuable, and I'm a contributor to the greater good. All praise be to God. If y'all been looking for some affirmations to listen to, hopefully those will help y'all. I love y'all.